Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide. Well, how you guys doing today? We're glad to have you listen to today's show. I call it my Sister Girlfriend Spotlight. That's right. Sister Girlfriend Spotlight. We are starting the top of the hour out with one dynamic young lady, and then we're going to wrap up the end of the show with another dynamic young lady. Listen, the first guest is hanging out in the virtual green room, and she's just ready and waiting to get to the mic. Rhonda Nails, I'm telling you what, some know her as the Success Instigator. Yes, you have seen and you have heard some people that know how to instigate some stuff, but let me tell you, Rhonda Nails knows how to instigate, but in a good way. She's referred to as the Success Instigator. But before all of that, she was blind, literally, broken, literally, bankrupt, literally. Listen, at the age of 5, an accident left her blind in one eye. At the age of 25, she was broken as a single mother, left broken as a single mother, and then at the age of 34, a loan scam left her to file bankruptcy. But listen, that's not how the story ends, so you got to stick around to hear more from this dynamic young woman. And then we're going to roll into our last segment and our second segment. And certainly, oh my goodness, Celinda Mumphrey, she is joining us. She is the president of Celinda D, LLC, out of Atlanta, Georgia. She's an author. She's a mentor. She's a youth and women's empowerment speaker. She's the recent founder of Girls to Pearls mentoring program. And guess what? She has a new book out called Heal My Private Parts. Oh my goodness, I'm telling you. You don't want to go anywhere. Celinda Mumphrey is coming up. So listen, this is what I want you to do. I want you to get on Twitter and tell people what you're listening to. I want you to get on Facebook and tell people what you're listening to. Yep, you're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. While you're there, go ahead and follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/Charvette, and go ahead and connect with me on Facebook. And you could just hit follow, or you can add as a friend, whatever you choose, facebook.com/Charvette. Big shout out to all those that are coming in on the phone lines, hang out with us from Twitter, from Facebook, from Charvette.com, and from all across the world wide web. We're glad to have you joining us here today. So listen, we're going to jump right on into my first segment. Again, this is a Sister Girlfriend Spotlight, and I always love to spotlight women that are doing great things, have done great things, and the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and I know my first guest is ready and waiting to do that. So Rhonda Nails, without any further ado, I'm bringing her up to the mic right now so that my listeners can hear from her. Hey, Rhonda, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hey, Charvette, thank you for having me, and I'm so thankful to be on your show and waving hi to all your virtual listeners out there.
All right. Hello. So let's jump right on in. So certainly we have to start from the beginning of the story so we can bring people up to now. So I'd love to hear you share in your own words about what happened to you at the age of 5.
Sure. So what happened was I tumbled down the steps, and as a result of that, had a detached retina in my left eye. So have never been able to see clearly in my left eye. And as a result of that as well, I was teased, was ridiculed, bullied, all of the above. So that's age 5.
Wow. Take us further along in the timeline.
All right. So then 25, have graduated college, think that I'm doing big things, I have my degree, fall in love with this guy, and end up as a single, broken mother. And when I say single and broken, I mean broken as in he almost broke my arm, almost broke, you know, he obviously broke my heart. So there's, you know, I feel like strike number 2 in my life. Now, not only do I have this physical, this physical impairment, but now I'm a single mom. I have to raise this beautiful baby girl by myself. 9 years later, remarry this incredible man. We buy our first home together, age 34. And I was working my own business. Business gets a little bit slow, so we say, okay, we need to modify our loan so that we can stay in our home, our first home that we just bought. Come to find out, it was a loan scam that people took our money, and we were 2 weeks away from having our home sold on the courthouse steps. So in a panic, we do the last resort possible, and we file bankruptcy. And so I call those my three B's, B as in boy, blind, broken, and bankrupt. But what I didn't understand was God allowed those obstacles for my opportunity. But he organized them in such a way that I would be able to recover and rebound for each one of those and be able to have a story to share and to tell other people that, you know, even if you have a physical impairment, even if you have an emotional impairment, even if you have a financial impairment, you are not so low that God can't reach down and grab you and pick you back up and place you in a better place than you would have been without having all those impairments. So that's where I am now. That's where I am now.
My God, so certainly we can see why they call you the success instigator. I mean,
yes,
you
ma'am.
Really leave people excuseless. You know,
absolutely.
You really take the excuses away.
Absolutely, absolutely. Was able to build the business right out of, you know, going into bankruptcy, built a nationwide business, didn't know how I was going to do it, didn't have a lot of funding, didn't know the first thing about building a business, but it's possible. That business is Signature Notaries, and it's a nationwide notary network still operating today. So that's my pride and my joy.
And
that was built while I was in bankruptcy. It was very hard work, but it can be done. Absolutely.
It can be done. And also, you are a two-time Amazon Kindle bestseller. OMG.
Yeah.
Tell us about your books.
Okay, so the first book that I wrote was kind of just a chronicle of of the word push. And for most of the people that know me, they understand that the word push, the acronym push that I use, it means pursue until success happens. So my first Kindle e-book is called I Dare You to Push, Pursue Until Success Happens, and it's 5 steps to pursuing your purpose on purpose. And basically it gives you 5 steps, 5 action steps on what to do and how to do it. There's even a thank you letter to your haters, because I feel like you need to sit down, write them a thank you letter in order to, you know, kind of, sometimes you just need to vent and get that out and realize that that's just another organized obstacle on your way to opportunity. My second
wait,
okay,
before
okay,
we move on. Okay, so now do we mail this letter to our haters?
I actually have mine hanging. I wrote it. I have my letter hanging up because sometimes it's a reminder. Sometimes you get these obstacles in the way. And it could be a person. It could be a thing. It just could be something. Whatever that is, to remind myself that there are going to be times like this and that you're more than able to get through it. You're not mad. You're not upset. You don't seek revenge. But it's just a thank you. Thank you for being in the way so that I'm able to overcome. So that's what the thank you letter is for. And I have chronicled that in the I Dare You to Push. So that's on Amazon, if anybody is interested, Amazon Kindle. And it's a quick read. I don't make it too long. I get right to the point.
All right, good. Okay, let's keep rolling.
Okay, so then the second Amazon Kindle bestseller is 36 Ways to Instigate Your Success, and that's kind of where the Success Instigator got started. And I wrote that when I was it's 36 ways because I was 36 at the time. So I was like, well, what number could we come up with? But it's a lot of steps. It's like step one, you know, don't forget to give back. These are like things that you can implement every day to reach your goal, whether it's weight loss, whether it's starting a business, whether it's, relationship-wise. These are critical. These are in every area of your life. You're going to have action steps to get to push you along the way. And these are those action steps. And there's 36, along with some tips and motivational quotes that are in the back of the book. Again, a really quick week, because sometimes we don't need this long manual or template on how to do something. Sometimes we just need that little push, and that's what this book is about. It's 36 quick ways to instigate your success.
Well,
and
can
again,
we give the listeners, can we give them maybe one or two of them, or maybe one we could share just to whet their palate?
Just to whet their palate. Yeah, let me think of a good one real quick. Let me see. One of my favorites. Hold on just a second.
And I know I just want to
get a
listen,
good one for
this
you.
Is live, listeners. We just go for what we know here at the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
One of the things that I think this is like number five or number six, I say give until it hurts. You know, a closed hand, it cannot be fed. It's okay to give. And then once you give some more. Because what happens when you give is it always comes back. It always comes back. The other thing that I talk about in 36 Ways is how write a positive mantra, a mantra. Create the life that you want on paper first, and then you absorb it daily. You read that thing daily, even if you don't feel like it, even if you're grumbling, even if you're, you are just not in the mood. You write that, and you say it to yourself every single morning while you're, you know, combing your hair, whatever you're doing in the morning. You make sure that you are saying that positive mantra every single day. So those are just some tips. And then I show you how exactly to do it. What does that sound like? What does a mantra sound like? Mine is always, I always start with a scripture. So I'm always, I'm that tree that is planted by the rivers of water, and I bear fruit in my season, and every season is my season. So I know that, people say, well, it's not my season. Every season is your season. You just don't take advantage of it. Some seasons are prep time, and some seasons are, they're harvest time. You have to just know that every season is your season.
You know what? That's good, because a tree doesn't go down in the ground when it say, well, it's summertime is my season, and so during the winter,
absolutely,
this is not my season, so I'm just going to go under the ground. No.
There you go.
Wow.
It stands tall at all times.
At all times. If you just tuned in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. Hey there, we see you, those on the phone lines. Thank you for checking us out. Those that are coming in from Twitter, from Facebook, from Charvette.com, from all across the World Wide Web, you're checking us out here. This is our Sister Girlfriend Spotlight, and we are chatting it up with the dynamic, fabulous Rhonda Nails, the success instigator, OMG, author, magazine publisher. Okay, so listen, since we're talking about books, I definitely want to hear about this upcoming anthology that you're a part of, Organized Obstacles, and it's called the Underdog Anthology. Tell us about it.
Back in 2012, 2013, I had a magazine called The Push Report, and it was a collaboration of different entrepreneurs submitting their articles, and then I would always spotlight an underdog. Someone who beat the odds, someone who overcame, someone who blazed their own path where there wasn't one. That's who I spotlighted. And more people were so impressed with the underdog, I said, this is really taking off. So when the magazine, I did my last publication in December of 2013, but I didn't want to leave the underdog platform alone. It kind of resonated with me. I really liked that. And so myself and another co-creator, we said, listen, let's do a book. Well, we weren't getting the wheels turning with the book, so the book turned into an anthology, because I said there's more than just us out there. There are more than just me and you that feel like we're the underdog, that we come from behind, that people don't really see us coming. But when we step into the room, they'll know when we left. So I wanted to be able to highlight those people. And some of the people in this this anthology, we have millionaires. We have not so many millionaires. We have, black, white, women, men, people who have beat the odds, people who have lost children, who have lost millions of dollars. My brief story, my story is in there. People have gone through physical upset. just people who've been in jail, in prison.
Yeah.
I mean, they have overcome the odds. And what I say is, you may not even know, but there are underdogs that live among us, and we need to highlight and spotlight those people, not just for their glory, but so that the youth of today can see, my gosh, if they can get through that, if he can go through that, I can do something with myself too. You know, like I said, these are people that are in the spotlight, not so much
yeah.
in the spotlight. We have people from all across this nation that are doing phenomenal things with their life, and we need to spotlight and highlight those people. So that's what this anthology is about. Great stories.
Wow.
Motivational, inspirational stories.
Oh, wow. I want to talk more about that. I want to hear more about that. While they are listening, let people know how they can connect with you on Facebook and on Twitter and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, the best way to contact me is go directly to my website, keeping it easy for you, rhondanails.com, and that's RhondaNails.com. And once you get there, all my social media links are there, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Pinterest, all those are there, so you can connect with me there. As far as Organized Obstacles, you can go directly to the website, organizedobstacles.com, and you'll learn more about the contributors, who they are, a brief glimpse of their story. You see their pictures, and if you want to pre-order a copy, we're actually doing pre-orders right now. So that's organizedobstacles.com.
Wonderful. Okay, I want to hear some more about that. Can you hang around? We have a quick commercial break, and then we want to come back and chat with you some more. Is that good?
Absolutely. I'll be here.
All right. Okay, great. All right, listeners, don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. Don't you move.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. Bab Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation. www.latboyd.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Again, we're hanging out here this lovely day, chatting it up here with Rhonda Nails. I'm telling you what, we are getting some good nuggets. The goal of this show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we know that's happening right now. All right, Rhonda, so let's jump right back in. I want to definitely hear more because I took a look at your YouTube video that's kind of the promotion for the anthology. Loved it. Saw a lot of familiar faces. So, listeners, she definitely has a wide range. So, Rochelle Shaw, I think that's her right name. I know
yes.
she's like in the millionaire status. And you got
yes.
Lucinda Cross, who's the activator.
Yes.
You know, you just have a lot. So how did you go about selecting or really putting it out there to say who wants to be a part of this underdog anthology?
Well, we did a call. We did just kind of a call for writers, and we said, you know, submit your 100-word essay if you want to be included. This is a underdog anthology. You know, there's not going to be anything like this. But then we exclusively sought out a couple of contributors, such as Lucinda and Rochelle, knowing them, you know, personally and their story. I wanted them to be a part of this because these are powerhouse women who understand. You know, the rags to riches, you know, a process. They're in it to help other people as well. So having their voice in this anthology means the world to me. Lucinda's actually doing the foreword. It's phenomenal as usual. As anything that she does is phenomenal. The foreword is phenomenal, and she touches on her story as well. But we did a call, and some of the people we reached out to individually, some of them did submit their stories, and it was just a selection process between me and the co-creator, Angel Barino. So long process. We've been working on this since last year, and, you know, the anthology drops on October the 14th this year.
Wonderful. And big shout out to Angel Barino. She's been on the show before as well. So big shout out there down in North Carolina, High Point, Winston-Salem,
yes,
in that area. North Carolina, stand up. So big shout out there. Okay. So, and you know what I like about an anthology is that every chapter, you know, it's a different voice. So even,
yes,
if you read one chapter and say, well, that wasn't, I didn't connect with that story, or, you know, you read another one, somewhere in that book, I guarantee interwoven, you will connect, or you will see something that you can connect to. And it is great, you know, we're going out of the summer and going into the fall, so by the time it comes out, perfect time, football season, parents got to,
right,
you know, be out there on the practice field, you know, grab it. Will it be available, download for Kindle and all that good stuff?
Yes, it will be. It'll be on Kindle as well as print copy as well. So you can get it either way. The pre-orders right now are just for the print copy, but the digital will be available on October the 14th.
Great. And again, organized obstacles. And what is, in your opinion, what is the importance of the underdog?
Oh, my goodness. The importance of the underdog is to let everyone else know you don't see them coming. You need to be prepared, ready at all times, because you never know when this underdog is coming for you. You never know when this underdog is going to show up. They've been practicing hard. They've been in the gym. They've been writing. They've been reading. They've been researching, and you never know, so you need to stay ready. The underdog, this is the year of the underdog. I mean, underdogs are coming from everywhere. Barack Obama is an underdog. Nobody,
yeah,
expected him to win, and now he's showing out. So you need to be prepare for that. You need to be, don't criticize those who you feel are an underdog, because those may be the people that write your paychecks one day. And I'll just leave it at that. So just be mindful of the underdog. Be mindful of the underdog.
Be mindful. And you know what I like about you, Rhonda, is that, you know, you could have very easily chosen a quiet life, you know, lived up under a rock, kind of just say, well, I feel like I have these impediments or whatever. I'm just going to kind of coast through life. But, you know, you're leaning in. You know, you were like in the face,
yeah,
of life. And you use your life story as lessons to really instigate others. And so I applaud you for that. I do want to mention you've been featured in Essence Magazine, The Business 101, Sister Sense Magazine. You know, what does it feel like when you get featured and impressed like that?
It's overwhelming at the time. I remember Essence, which was just, it was just last year. And, you know,
okay,
I still just, you know, you're still kind of, is that me? When you look at it, is that me? But I still make sure that I humble myself and say, you know, this is not my work, but my Father's work. And so I have to remember whose job I'm on, and that, you know, not to get the big head, and just remember this is just kind of a perk of doing his work. So always honored when someone asks me to speak or to be featured somewhere, because that means,
yeah,
someone's listening, and they value what I say.
Yes, absolutely. If someone would like to schedule you for a women's conference, a convention, or something of that nature, how can they contact you?
Absolutely. They can go directly to my website, rhondanails.com. They can go to the contact me form, or they can just reach out to me at rhondanails@gmail.com. That's the fastest way. I get it right on my phone. I or my assistant will be able to reach back out to you. So rhondanails.com is the fastest and the quickest way to connect with me.
Okay, great. So we have what we call rocket fire questions. So we're going to ask you five rocket fire questions, and you don't think about the answer. It's the first thing that comes off the top of your mind, and it's just like rapid fire. Are you up for the challenge,
Rhonda? I'm not responsible, but I'm up for the challenge.
Okay, it's nothing too heavy.
Okay.
All right, it's nothing,
okay,
too heavy. Okay, so here we go, listeners. This is what we call the rapid-fire questions here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show for Rhonda Nails. Here we go. Question number one, what's your favorite TV show?
Oh, right now it's have and have nots.
Okay, all right. Also, how did you like the season end?
I was a little disappointed. It was okay. It was okay.
But I was
a little disappointed. I'll just say that.
Okay. All right. The current book that you are reading.
Instinct by T.D. Jakes. Instinct.
Oh, all right. Wonderful. The last dish you cooked.
See, I'm not a chef. I'm not, you can't be perfect in all things, but I want to see my daughter's away for summer vacation, so it's just my husband and I. We've been doing a lot of eating out, so I can't really remember when I cooked last. It's been
a few
weeks.
Oh, that's the good life right there. That's the good life right there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Your dream car.
I'm simple. I love a Toyota Camry. I'm sorry. I keep it simple.
All right.
I keep it
and
simple.
Look, they keep their value, too.
Yes,
they
yes,
keep their
yes.
value. All right. Yes. And the last surefire question, if you could have a day with one person on the earth, just spend the day doing whatever, who would that person be?
Who would that be? Ellen DeGeneres. She is hilarious.
Really?
Yet, but yes, and except she's hilarious yet so intelligent, and she keeps it the way it is. See, I love her energy. I love her energy. Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes.
You're going to probably dance at some point with Ellen. So.
Yeah, I just said we can dance. Yeah.
There you go.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you for participating in our surefire questions. You did real, real good. Listeners, I think you need to give her a big round of applause. There you go, Rhonda Nails. So my last question for you as we wrap up with your segment, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate Rhonda Nails?
What continues to motivate me? There's a girl out there that looks just like me when I was 12 years old that is probably going through the same issues that I was going with. I do this for her. I do this for her. She's out there and she doesn't realize her worth and her value yet. She hasn't become into her own yet. And so I do this to show her her worth.
Oh, well said, well said. Well, Rhonda, we thank you so much for just hanging out with us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and certainly wish you continued success on all of your endeavors in the upcoming release of Organized Obstacles, Organized Obstacles this coming fall. And so we'll just keep our eye on you on social media. How about that?
Awesome, and I'll keep my eye right back on you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you. All right, listeners, let me tell you, don't go anywhere because our next segment, I have another dynamic sister-girlfriend spotlight. I'm telling you what, Celinda Mumfrey is coming. Listen. She's an author. She's a mentor. She's a youth and women's empowerment speaker. She's the recent founder of Girls to Pearls mentoring program. And she has a new book out called Heal My Private Parts. I'm telling you what, Celinda is coming up. You don't want to move. You don't want to go anywhere. We're going to a quick commercial break, a music break, and then we're going to be back in a little while with our next featured guest. So this is what I need you to do. Get on Twitter. Yeah, tell them what you're listening to. Tell them what you're listening to right now. Twitter.com/Charvette is a great place to follow me and keep up with all the things that are going on with the show. All right, we'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.mitchell-productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Big shout out to all of our sponsors and advertisers. We thank you. We appreciate you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, if you're interested in any advertising options, check out charvette.com. Very simple, S-H-A-R-V as in Victor, E-T-T-E, very simple there, charvette.com, main website. You can also go back and listen to any of the shows from there. So if you happen to tune into a show late or you heard about another show and you're like, oh, man, I missed it, or if you want to share the show with a friend, charvette.com is a perfect place that you want to go, right there. All right, listen, also, if you do need website design for you, your business, your ministry, check out Mitchell-Productions.com. Find out all the information you need there. Also on Facebook, Facebook.com/Mitchell Productions right there. That's everything you need. Listen, we're going to a very quick music break, and then we're going to be back with our next guest. I'm really excited. Oh, yes, Celinda Mumphrey, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. I was born in Millersville, Georgia. So hey there, friends that are coming in from Georgia. Now, hopefully y'all know where Millersville is. A lot of people don't necessarily know where Millersville is. Not too far from Macon, but yes, I'm a country girl. Big shout out there. Hey, I know my mom's probably listening. Georgia Peach there, so we're glad to have our listeners that are tuning in from Georgia today supporting Celinda Mumphrey, and certainly all of the listeners that are on. We appreciate you. Those that tuned in for the first segment, Rhonda Nails, I'm telling you what, the success instigator, that's who she is right there. All right, so listen, let's go to a very quick commercial break, a very quick music break, and then we're going to be back with Celinda. I'm telling you, don't move. We'll be right back like in just a few minutes. Here we go.
My relationship with you still remains.
check her out there. Check her out there. Listen, we're ready to move right on into our next segment. I'm excited because Celinda is hanging out. She's been hanging out actually in the virtual green room, and she's coming to the mic now. Listen, as I mentioned before, author, mentor, youth and women's empowerment speaker, a recent founder of Girls to Pearls mentoring program. But I got to mention that recently she overcame 2 breast cancer scares. But you know what? She's using it as a turning point and as a wake-up call to really embrace her purpose in life and fulfill her destiny. And we are excited to have Celinda Mumphrey joining us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And we are going to bring her up to the mic right now. Hello, Celinda. Welcome.
Hi, Charvette. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, it is an honor. It is an honor. Listen, this is a sister girlfriend spotlight. So we spotlight women that are doing wonderful things. The goal of our show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we believe you have something that will do one, if not all three of those things. So let's start out from the beginning. So certainly we're going to talk about the new book, but I'd love to hear more about your mentoring, Girls to Pearls mentoring program. Tell us about that.
Okay, Girls to Pearls. What my program is basically about is me speaking into the lives of young women, teaching them about becoming a young lady. And that is basically teaching them about respect, integrity, character, morals, and self-love. Because we have so many young girls today that do not love themselves, that they basically look at TV or social media and they design themselves as what they see on TV. Basically thinking that they should look a certain way, dress a certain way, not really being who they are or who they were called to be. So I use my mentoring program as a means of speaking into their lives, basically speaking to those things that are dead inside of them, causing life to rise up into them, letting them know who they are, that they are queens, that they are everything that God has called them, and that they are ladies. And it's just yes, definitely. So it's a program that really enhances them and teaches them to become ladies into the world. And what I mean by that, I always say that you're born into the world as a girl. You grow up to become a woman, but you make a decision to become a lady because everyone cannot be a lady. So I teach them about becoming a lady, not only just teaching them, but also showing them there's a difference. You also have to live the lifestyle that you speak about. So that's what my mentoring program is all about.
All right. I like that. Wait a minute. Say that phrase again because somebody needs to Facebook that. That needs to be a Facebook post, and you make sure you give Celinda the credit for it. Say that again. Say what we are born and then we turn into it and what we have choice about. Yeah, say that again.
Sure. We are born into the world as a girl. You grow up to become a woman, but you make a decision to become a lady.
Yes. All right. I love that. And if you can fit it into a tweet, I know a tweet only has 140 characters. Fit it in, those that are on Twitter.
Yes.
And you know what? What do you think that reality TV has changed or hindered the perception, in particular, that our teen girls or younger girls are dealing with, their self-perception?
I really do because a lot of them model what they see on TV, but they don't realize that a lot of those people that they're looking at on TV are broken themselves.
So
basically what they're doing is acting for money. I do believe that some of them truly act the way that they're acting on TV in real life, but a lot of our young girls feel that this is the way I'm supposed to live. This is what I have to do to get to where I want to be. So reality TV has definitely, to me, left a negative, a bitter taste in my mouth as far as what our young girls should model, the role models that we should have. Because I think about people like on The Cosby Show when we had Claire Huxtable and also Good Times when we had Thelma. These are wholesome ladies, and we just don't see that nowadays. So it's up to people like myself and you, Charvette, to teach these young girls, hey, there is a better way. There is another way to live. You don't have to model yourself off what you see on TV because that's just not it. These are a lot of broken women, and they're so broken that not even surgery can put them back together again. They're just broken, and they're just just doing something to be doing it. Yes.
Good, good. That's good commentary. All right, so let's talk about your book, Heal My Private Parts. Tell us, wow, that's a really, I think, deep title. So first of all, how did you get to that that title?
Okay. I got to that title, it came about because I had a lot of private parts that needed to be healed. And when I talk about healing my private parts, Charvette, a lot of people instantly think, oh, private parts, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not really that private part. To break it down, private is something that's hidden, isolated, or covered up. And peace is just a portion, a segment, or a part of something. But when you put it together, the private part is a portion or segment that you keep hidden and out of the sight of others that may be experiencing drops of blood stains from treacherous situations such as rape, molestation, divorce, low self-esteem, guilt, shame, or whatever it is that has caused you to go into the fetal position and cry when you're all alone. As for myself, I went through, as you said earlier, the two breast cancer scares. I lost my house, I lost my car, I lost my marriage to divorce, and also lost my mind. And this all happened in 1 year straight. It was like a domino effect. So everything that I held dear to me, I had lost. And as I was taking a bath one night, I began to bathe my area, my private part area, and I just began to think about things that had happened in my life, how my heart had been broken, or the men that had touched me. The private parts that have been touched and how I hid them every day, covering them up from the world with a smile and just basically putting Band-Aids on everything. And when I say Band-Aids, we cover it up with our clothes, expensive shoes, jewelry, a smile, our hair weave, whatever it is, makeup. Those are bandages that we put on to cover up the scars and the wounds and the hurt that we're walking around with every day. So I was living that type of life. And I just wanted all my private parts to finally be healed so that I could be free to live again and love again. So that is how that book came about.
My God. So how do we move towards a place of healing? Does the book cover either acknowledging or a couple of steps that people, readers, will get as that will help them move towards a place of healing?
Okay. Well, basically, it's a compilation of different stories of situations that I've gone through and different people in my life have gone through. So it's real-life situations. Basically, the first step is acknowledging that you are hurting, acknowledging that there is a wound there, there's a scar there, and that Band-Aid needs to come off. So in this book, it does talk about those different situations, and I believe that every woman can actually she'll find herself in somewhere in this book, some situation that she's gone through in her life. And basically, whatever that situation is, I do say in the book that no matter what you've gone through, you can make it. I don't care what it is. You can take the Band-Aids off, come before God, allow yourself to be unveiled or varnished and naked, and just lay there and be healed. So it does speak about the healing process also. I do believe that everyone that wants to be healed can truly be healed.
If you want to be healed, you can truly be healed. And you also are promoting really a movement as you are promoting the book called Removing the Bandages, which is you're really calling that a movement. Talk a little bit about that movement.
Okay, with that movement, it's basically talking to women where we come together and just lay everything aside, where we're taking the bandages off, and we're coming before God, we're coming before each other, and we're saying, I'm hurting. I need to be healed. I'm bleeding on the inside. There is something that has cut me so bad that I just can't even Band-Aids, medicine, and nothing, not even the doctor can put it back together again. But I just need to be healed. I need to be whole. So basically just speaking life into those things that have died inside of women, letting them know that there is life, that you can continue on, that you have to release those things and just believe in God to make you whole. So basically just traveling and going to different conferences, different churches. I'm about to do an empowerment brunch myself where I'm just going to have a lot of women come together, and we're going to lay everything aside, put it in an alabaster box, and just give it all to God and lay out before Him. So that's what my movement is basically about. We are removing those bandages, and we're becoming whole women again.
All right. Now, I'm going to play Angel's Advocate real quick. I'm going to play. What do you say to the woman that says, well, I don't want anybody to see what I'm dealing with. So I struggle. You know, this is the woman speaking, saying that she would struggle coming to something that would tell her to remove her bandages, you know, figuratively. What do you say to that person that says, I don't want anyone to see this area?
Okay. Well, I would tell her, you have to make the decision that you want to be whole. And basically, if she does not want to come to an empowerment conference or whatever it may be to expose herself before others, then you really have to expose yourself before God, because he is the first person that you have to acknowledge those sins to, that guilt to, that shame to. So make sure that you got yourself right with God. Make sure that you got your life with God, that you're born again, that you're talking to him and you're laying everything aside, everything that you've gone through, and you're giving it all to him. You're releasing it totally to him, because I believe once you do that, God will touch your heart so that you will be free to dwell among others and tell them the things that you've gone through, because it's a testimony. And I tell my story as a testimony. It is truly a testimony, not something that I've gone through to be judged. And I will also let them know it's not to judge you, but it's a testimony to help someone else that has closed the curtains on their life.
Wow, that has closed the curtains on their life. That's good right there. Oh, wow. For those that are tuning in, hey there, we see you on the phone lines coming in from Twitter and Facebook. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we are interviewing Celinda Mumphrey. Tell them while they're listening your main website and all of your social media contacts.
Sure. My website is www.celindad.com, and my name is spelled S-Y-L-I-N-D-A-D, CelindaD.com. You can also find me on Twitter at CelindaD. Also on Facebook, I'm Celinda Mumphrey, that's M-U-M-P-H-E-R-Y, or Celinda D-L-C, or also on Instagram, which is Celinda D-L-L-C.
All right, great. And I have tweeted and tagged both of our guests tonight. So if you follow me, twitter.com/Charvette, and connect with me on facebook.com/Charvette, those are easy connection points. All right, so let's talk about some of the chapters in the book. Speak Into Me is one of the chapters. What does that chapter deal with?
Speaking to Me basically talks about speaking into a person. See, as a little girl, a lot of us, we desire to have our fathers to speak into our lives, but many of us grew up without our fathers. I myself grew up without my father. So as a little girl, we want to be told that we are prince and that we're loved and that we're beautiful. And we want that as a little girl from our fathers. And even as an adult woman, we want that from maybe our spouse or boyfriend or whomever we're in a relationship with. So when you're speaking into someone, you're speaking into everything that lies dead inside of them, causing it to rise up and walk and live again, versus speaking to that person. Because when you speak to that person, you're speaking to the exterior and everything that you see visually. But when you're speaking into them, you're speaking to those things that the world cannot see, but that God has put inside of them that you're calling for. So that's what Speaking to Me is all about.
Oh, that's powerful. I hear the preach trying to sneak up out. I hear it. That's powerful. What about the chapter, The Power of a Lady? What does that chapter deal with?
Once again, I go back to what I say about born as a girl, grow up to become a woman, and you make a decision to become a lady. Everyone cannot be a lady. A lady has so much power. It's the way she walks, the way that she talks, just the way that she dresses. It's just something so powerful about a woman. I always tell this little testimony of a little girl asking me when I went to speak somewhere. She said, Miss Celinda, do you curse? I said, no, I do not. And she looked at me and she said, well, why don't you curse? I said, because a lady, her lips are so precious. That when she speaks, everything that comes out of her is like a rose. It smells like a rose as her voice, as she lifts her voice and the fragrance that comes out of her. That she does not have to use those type of words. That just her presence itself speaks volume. And when she walks into a room, she does not have to announce that she's coming. Just her presence alone says a lady has walked into the room. So the power of a lady is just something so awesome. It just really cannot be put in words, and I want women to know that being a lady means basically it just means like a virtuous woman. doing things that a lady would do as far as covering her family, protecting her family, praying over her family, and living the lifestyle of keeping herself covered, dressing like a queen every day. And I don't mean like adornment with jewelry and clothes, dressing as a queen, but just knowing that she is a queen in the way that she carries herself. And that's farming on her.
There you go, the power of a lady. One of the chapters in Heal My Private Parts. All right. Now you have another interesting chapter, Wounded Identity. What do you talk about in that chapter?
Wounded Identity basically speaks about you not really knowing who you are. That was the time during my marriage, Trevette, I lost myself. I lost myself in my marriage because I wanted to please my husband. Everything was about him. I wanted to make sure that the dinner was cooked the way that he wanted it cooked. I wanted to make sure that the clothes were folded the way he wanted them folded. I wanted to make sure the house was clean when he came home. Everything about him, just it was about him. But inside, I didn't know who I was. Even in past relationships and in talking to other women, we have a tendency to get lost in men and just not knowing who we are. And, Charvette, I can't speak on men also because I have so many men that are following this book now that are telling me also that they're hurt, that they're broken, that they need their problems to be healed as well. And it has been so awesome. So that wounded identity, when you don't know who you are, you would just do anything. You would say anything, you would go anywhere, and you would look for anybody to validate you and tell you who you really are because you're so wounded inside that you're looking for something or someone to heal you. And a lot of times you just need to be healed and not held. So you will go to a person and let them hold you.
So oh, wow. Sometimes you need to be healed and not held.
Yes.
My goodness. And so that kind of leads to another chapter you have in Heal My Private Parts where you say the chapter is Speak to the Head and Not the Bed.
Yes.
Speak to the Head and Not the Bed. What is that about?
Okay. That chapter is about basically it's along the line of what I just said. A lot of times when in relationships, whether it be man or woman, we may have someone in our lives that are broken. And as women, because we're such nurturers, we want to nurture that man. We want to make him feel good. We want to make him feel like a king. A lot of times, every good thing is not a God thing. Just because it comes to you does not mean that you have to hold it. So a lot of times we think that love, we have to speak to that man in bed, that we have to do things in bed to make him feel like a man or to make him feel appreciated. But a lot of times we need to just speak to his head, basically speaking into him, praying over him, speaking to the head and not the bed. So you're praying over that man and speaking into that king. You're speaking to that king that has left that little boy. You're speaking to the boy inside of him and calling forth a man. So once again, you need to heal him and not hold him. You need to know the difference.
Wow, you need to know the difference. You need to pick up a copy of Heal My Private Parts. So, Linda, tell them how they can get a hold of a copy.
Okay. You can go to my website once again, which is www.celindad.com, or you can also find my book on Amazon.com.
And what has been the response that you have seen, or even it could have been just anecdotal, you know, comments from people that are friends that have read the book, any type of initial response you've been hearing?
Charvette, it has been amazing, truly amazing.
Oh, wow.
When I wrote the book, I knew that it would touch many women because, as I stated, I knew that many of them could identify with the book in certain situations that I wrote about in the book. And then when I started to have men purchasing the book and calling me up and say, hey, I just need to talk. I'm broken. I need to be healed too. It just really blew me away. I've had testimony after testimony on how people told me I didn't think I could make it, or one situation where a young lady told me she'd been raped over and over again, and it just really blew my mind. And she knew right away after reading the book that it was not her fault. It was not her. And she said that this book helped her to go on with her life and to live past the guilt and to live past the shame of everything that she's gone through. So it has really been an eye-opener. It's been a testimony. It's been a blessing. I'm just so elated about it.
Oh my goodness! Now, when you said that men, the response that you didn't necessarily intend, but to receive comments from men, and then I would take that a step further. Like men, if you have a woman in your life and
yes.
you think she needs healing, let me tell you, you need to buy this book because it's gonna make your life better. Because the better she
yes.
is, the better off you, my friend, will be. So pick it up, pick it up. I don't want to leave out that you have other books or previous books. Do you want to mention those as well?
Well, yes, I do have a book for teens. It's called In the Name of Love. As I stated, I am a mentor, and I have a girls mentoring program. So In the Name of Love is basically about a young girl that's looking for love in all the wrong places through premarital sex, drugs, gang violence, things that young people encounter on a daily basis. And also I have my first children's book, which is Malcolm and Peanut, about a little boy with a talking dog.
Oh,
I'm currently
cute.
Working on my fourth book.
And Luther Vandross said, looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love, it may take a long time. Y'all know, I think I just messed that up, but y'all know what I mean. All right, that's good. And they can get that from your website and all that good stuff. Did you always
Definitely.
Know you would be a writer, even when you were younger?
I did. I've always loved to write. I love writing poems. The way that I express myself is through words. I like to write. If I'm mad, sad, whatever the situation is, or if I see someone along the road, I saw a homeless man one day. I came home and I wrote a poem about it. So I always knew that I would write, but I didn't know that God would be taking me into the direction that I'm going in. But I'm very happy about it because I just want to use my stories to be a blessing to the world so that someone else would be able to give their testimony without being afraid.
Yeah, people have to see themselves, sometimes they have to see themselves in the future through us, through other people,
yes.
and it
yes.
helps them, helps them move, helps them go forward. If there's someone listening and they're saying, man, I feel like I have a story that I could write, I feel like the writing process would be therapeutic for me, do you have any tips for those that are listening that want to write their own books, any tips you give?
I would say start out with journaling. That is a great way to start out. Whatever you're feeling, just write it down on paper. I started out writing with paper all over my room. I would write in the car. I would write at work. I would write something down in church if something came to me from what the pastor was saying. Wherever
mm-hmm.
I was, something came to me, I just wrote it down. So just by journaling and just putting everything down, that is a great way to start out. And don't ever try to just write the whole story in sequence. Just write it all together. And once you're finished, you can put everything together, then compile it all together into one.
All right, phenomenal. Tell listeners one more time how they can connect with you online.
Okay. Once again, at my website, www.thelindad.com, you can also email me, thelindad@gmail.com, and also on Facebook, Thelinda Mumphrey or Thelinda D, LLC, or Twitter at Thelinda D.
All right. Very, very good. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
The people lives that I'm touching, the inspirational testimonies that I get when someone tells me, you inspired me, thank you for making a difference in my life, it motivates me so much. It makes me want to continue on until the end. It really does.
Wonderful, wonderful. Any shout-outs you want to give?
Well, I want to give a shout-out to my mom, Eleanor Mumphrey. She's one of my biggest fans. I think I have one of my coworkers listening. Her name is Tanika. And all my friends that are out there that's listening in, I'm so grateful for you guys, and I love you all. And I just want to thank you so much, Charvette.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Big shout out to your friends. Now y'all are famous, so you know don't act stuck up when you see your dad. You're famous now. She gave you a shout out on the radio. Wonderful, wonderful. We're glad to spotlight you again. As I mentioned before, we certainly always look for various types of guests, but certainly women that are motivating, exciting, and influencing, and you fit right in there. So we appreciate you and wish you much more continued success.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right, listeners, guess what? That's going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Remember to check back with us here. Always go to my main website, charvette.com. If you listen from your mobile phone, a really cool, easy way to listen is from my free mobile app available in all of your phones. Just look for Charvette. Very simple there. And as always, twitter.com/Charvette, facebook.com/Charvette. And until we meet again, peace and love.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.